great receiver, and then the other receivers are really good. Their tight end is good. The running backs catch the ball out of the backfield, and then they have a terrific running game. So I don't know if you can say any more about how great they are on offense, and the quarterback's playing superb. So, you know, it's a big, big challenge. We've played a lot of good offenses, but this might be the best one we've played.
How do you give Julio Jones enough attention, enough respect without too much attention or overpaying?
Triple him every play if you can, you know. No, I mean, you know, yeah, you have to give him a lot of attention because he can obviously just take over a game and did that last week. So, you know, they have other really good receivers too, and that's, you know, that's the problem. You can't double them all the time. You got to take chances and hope your people hold up and zone or man against him, and especially not give up the big play. And you say the big play, you know, you think of a guy running behind everybody, which he can do, but he also catches slant routes and runs 75 yards for a touchdown. So, you know, that's the problem with him is he's such a great athlete, and he's got great speed and can run with it after he catches it. So that's a big problem also.
Seems like teams are going out of the way to not pass against you, though. Is this
not pass?
Trying not to. Seems
like. I don't know. We've seen, you know, we've seen some pretty good quarterbacks already, and you know, they throw. I mean, 35 times is quite a few times throwing the ball. So we haven't seen a 50 or you know, like that. But usually, if you throw it 50 times, you're getting beat. So you know, but we've seen quite a few passes, I would think. You know, as compared to everybody else in the league. It's a passing league.
Our offense is changing what they do to try to contain Vaughn. Do they do anything differently?
I don't know about differently. They, we're seeing a lot of what we call chip or you know, double teams on our outside people on passing downs. But that's common in the league if you've got – you know, you've got a good rush, so and we have, you know, we have a good rush. So, and especially him. I mean, they're gonna turn if you're rushing four, they're normally gonna turn the center towards him. So they got at least three on two, so they have some help that way. Most teams, and then what we're seeing is, you know, somebody chipping on them or blocking first and then going out. So you can't get that great outside, even though he gets off so quick, you can't get that outside burst on people because they block you from outside in. So, but we've got a few things that combat that, and it makes it hard for them to do it. It makes them hard to complete the ball, though, down the field when they don't have anybody out, only have three receivers out. So they lose a little bit trying to do that. We obviously lose a lot when they try to, when they double team your outside guys.
Yeah.
Also, Wolf is a good inside rusher, which that's made a difference too. You know, you double the outside guys, he's one on one inside, and he's been able to beat people. So, and our other inside rush has been pretty good too.
We asked Gary this because he knows Kyle Shanahan well. Does he give you any insight on how he's calling the plays or the rhythm of plays, or do you know Kyle well too? Does that help in a matchup like this?
I think, you know, teams do and coaches do what their players do well, you know, and, you know, right now they've got a whole, you know, they talk about us on defense, but I think of them on offense, they've got a whole gamut of things that they can do because they can do so many of them well. Now, he's done a lot of bootleg stuff, which they haven't done in the past, a lot more bootleg stuff, which they haven't done as much of in the past, and quarterback's really taken to that well, so they've done a lot of bootlegs. You know, obviously it's similar to our offense.
When you mentioned Derek Wolf, how much more dynamic does it make this defense when one week it's Vaughn, one week it's Shane, and then the next week it's Wolf? And
yeah, I mean that's what you hope for is the guys that have opportunities can take advantage of them. You know, the guys that are one on one. You know, we expect people to beat people one on one and. And that's the way we game plan too. We expect to you know, stop people when we have two on one, and then coverage wise, and so we expect to beat people one on one in the pass rush.
Coach, Chris Harris was matched up against Mike Evans a little bit against Tampa. You feel confident?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, most of the game. Yeah.
You feel confident having him play those bigger receivers, even if there is a little bit of a size disadvantage?
I thought he played great in the game. I mean, I think they had some kind of record for yardage made for that team for a long, long time, that they hadn't been held to the yardage we held them to, and the passing yardage. The quarterback had just come off a 400-yard passing game, and they had, 170 or whatever it was. So, I thought our defensive backs played tremendous.
How much does their ground game set up what they can do?
I mean, anytime you have that threat, too, I mean, they've got a really good offensive line, really good running backs, and Freeman is an outstanding back. He makes something out of nothing sometimes. They block well, and they have good holes to run through, but when they don't, he still makes plays. So we've had a little trouble with the run starting out this year. So we played well last game, 2.8 per rush. So that's where we expect to be. But they give you problems running the ball, and that just adds first downs and, things that can keep moving the ball when they can run the football too.
Wade, do you expect more of Freeman because Tevin Coleman might be limited due to that sickle cell trait?
I don't know. We'll just have to see. I mean, they've played both of them. Freeman's played a little bit more anyway. You still have to. Both of them are really good, so it doesn't matter which one's in there. They're a threat as far as catching the ball or running the ball.
How would you describe how Talib's playing now? We've seen him play well, but, I mean, it almost seems like he's elevated his game even a bit this season. What do you see from Keith?
Yeah, he's, he played great last year. I mean, he's a great player. I think opportunities have come his way, and he's taken advantage of them, certainly. But, he made some big plays for us last year, He had a big interception for a touchdown. He had, before the half, the Kansas City game, he stole one for that. If you go over there very much, you better be careful because he's going to make plays. And he's a really smart player. Our whole group's really smart, and that's what helps us too. They study the receivers. They study, everything about them, about the passing game. And they're not only talented, but they're smart players, and Talib's one of the best that way.
Ryan been so great
this year. He's a top quarterback. Any top quarterback, that's what they are. That's why they're a top quarterback, because you can't come after them, and they're going to stand in there and throw it. They're going to get hit. They're going to throw it hot. They're going to know all those things. That's why they are a top quarterback. The ones that aren't top quarterbacks can't handle that stuff. And so he's gotten to the point where he's comfortable with all that, and he's made a lot of big plays when he's on a blitz where he's getting hit, I was fortunate enough to be with Kenny Stabler way back, and that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. I'd watch him, he'd step into the throw and the guy's hitting him and he throws it and completes it, and that's the way the really, really top ones do. They show no fear.
Gary said if he came in the defensive meeting room that he'd throw him out. Is that true? We were just kidding him that he knew Kyle Shanahan so well. And we said, "Would you go in there and help
him?"
And he said, "You
might." No, we try to get everything we can get. So, I was going to call Mike and see if I could, get a few things off of him, but he probably wouldn't say anything. So, yeah, he probably wouldn't say it. It wouldn't work. But Gary knows offense, but he knows defense too.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.